It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple removes time travel in Watch OS 5. AirPower may be cheaper than first thought. Samsung releases a new Galaxy Watch to compete with the Apple Watch. Is it a contender? And it looks like we might be getting six new Apple Watch 4 versions next month. Reviews of New Moon Lab watch bands, the calculator app, and leather loop bands from AliExpress. This and a whole lot more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. The Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as a dollar a month, you can help us keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/Apple Watchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 248, recorded Monday, August 20th, 2018. Dark mode for the watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hello.
Hello, and joining us, of course, is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Tom, thank you. Hello, Vincent.
And I'm on the road again, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time if we have some audio difficulties with this particular recording. It's been a while since we did this on the road. Currently, I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and sorry about, by the way, missing a show last week. Couldn't be helped, but hopefully I can record each week on the rest of this trip if we can work out the bugs here, but it all seems to be working well at the moment. So it's kind of another fairly slow week for the Apple Watch, but ironically, it was a very great week for Apple. Their stock hit another record high, so there's a lot of confidence in there, and I think a lot of anticipation about what's coming up. And we should be hearing a date for the September event pretty soon, right? I mean,
It's almost September.
Yeah, they send out the invites, and if I were to guess, I would say they might have this event on the on September 18th, which is a Tuesday, and only because the week before, I think it might be too early in the month, and it's also Tuesday, September 11th. Probably not a day you want to have a big event, but then again, they've held these on Mondays as well, and you know they have their own theater now, so it could really be any day. So I guess I won't be making a guess here because I'm just going to say it's going to be mid-month, right?
I don't know, Tom. They removed time travel. I can't really tell.
Oh, I know. I'm so sad.
I got to scroll forward.
You know, if I was going to make a bet who was going to make the first joke about that, I'd bet you, Vincent. I want some money.
Well, hey, I've got some Back to the Future jokes lined up for later when we get to that story.
Perfect.
So it's a little teaser for what's coming. But I don't know. They might have this at a different venue, do you think? Or would they have it at the Apple campus since they have their own space now, right?
Yeah, I really want them to use it. Yeah.
And there's been no mention of them like renting another facility. So I have to assume it's going to be there. Which means any day. They literally could make this on a Sunday evening and people would show up, right?
So they really don't have to schedule anything with anybody anymore.
They don't, but they do have to send out invites just to get people to come on that day. So we're still waiting for those invites to go out, and I would imagine those should come out in about a week or so. We should see those invites.
Yeah, in the past, they used to find out by the rental of the venue, didn't they?
Yes, that's how everybody knew way ahead of time where it was going to be and when. But now they can keep everything in secret. So, yeah, so we'll see. It's coming soon. And yeah, now you mentioned, Vincent, on time travel. It is gone in WatchOS 5. And that's that's really kind of the bigger news this week. And I think, is this something that we're going to miss, really, when it comes down to it? Do you use it at all?
I've never used it.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Now,
I mean, I've used it.
Right.
But, you know, just to figure out what the weather is going to be like in meetings. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, if to be honest, it's not a feature kind of used a lot, right? It's not something you relied on, so I can see why that might happen. But initially, my thought was, why did they remove this? I mean, did they run out of plutonium in the flux capacitor? I mean, why would you get rid of the time travel feature? Probably because the watch uses too many gigawatts of power. That's got to be it. Okay, there's my two jokes for Back to the Future.
I think you're right, because why not just why just not leave it in there if it doesn't take space and some people use it, but maybe it real estate is at a premium now.
Yeah, I'd imagine it's because of the payload in terms of the data, like for calendars and stuff like that. You'd have to constantly be refreshing. So if someone did happen to scroll forward, then you'd have to have the latest information. And so it's constantly syncing or something like that. So now you're just going to get the latest information instead of the future stuff. So that stuff is going away. It's probably just to reduce the amount of bandwidth.
Yeah, I mean, and really the only two, there's only a couple of watch faces it works with, right? Solar and astronomy. I can't think of any others.
I thought the modular one.
It might be on the modular one.
The calendar, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember scrolling forward to seeing my calendar update.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right. If, from a coding standpoint, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And maybe they took a poll. Maybe they found out most people weren't really using it, you know.
Yeah, that was my second answer, is they did some actual data analysis.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because it was kind of a cool, neat feature when it came out. How neat was that, right? The demo? It demoed beautifully. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things you get excited about with a new OS, but yeah, it's gone. One of our listeners, I think it was Brian, actually, he sent us an email. Let me read this to you because it relates to this story about the time travel. He said, I'm a week behind, but listening to last week's episode, and I'm running the beta. Okay, so he's running the beta of OS 5. He said it's been very solid, way more than past year's watch betas. He has a Series 3. The feature to not say, hey, Siri, is pretty awesome when it works. Still needs some tweaks. Used walkie-talkie once. It was pretty interesting. Not something I see myself personally using much, but maybe with my wife once her watch is updated. And he says, feel free to ask me any questions. So I sent Brian back an email. I asked him to confirm when this rumor came out about time travel dropping and how the performance was with watchOS 5. He wrote back. He said, yeah, the time travel setting is gone, so whether we have confirmation. He said, the speed seems to be just as good. Haven't really noticed a difference. He said they did finally add complications to the solar watch face. One at the top and one at the bottom. The complication changes color based on the time of day. Blue during the day, orange at sunset, and purple at night. So,
cool.
Yeah, thank you for that bit of information, Brian. If we have any other questions, I'll send you another email. But thank you for filling us in on that, because, you know, when I first heard about the time travel, it was just kind of a rumor. And so now we kind of do have confirmation. It's not in the latest beta at this point. And other media sources are reporting it, so I think it's probably been confirmed that it's gone, unfortunately. So take a moment of silence for time travel, because it is gone. Let's see, what else was going on? This just came out today, as we just about had, I noticed this right before we recorded, actually. But Apple has, according to this report, registered 6 new Apple Watch models. And this is from a Eurasian database. And this is ahead of the announcement coming next month. And the Series 4 is listed across a total of 6 model identifiers and is noted as shipping with watchOS 5. So the filing suggests a slimming down of the lineup compared to what we had with Series 3. And they had specific model numbers like an A1977, A1978, et cetera, et cetera. Now, these filings do not detail all the specifications of a device, but it is mentioned that it is a personal wearable electronic device. So I'm pretty sure we can say that's going to be the Apple Watch Series 4. Now, if there are only six, then perhaps there's only going to be three different models, each one in a different size. So that's interesting. Will it be all cellular, perhaps? Maybe that's why there's not as many. That is a possibility. The other possibility that I'm kind of sad about is they might be dropping the ceramic version, the higher-end version of the watch, which means, man, they started out at 10,000, now they're down to 1,000. They're going to drop it all the way down to, what, 400, you know, whatever the average watch price
is.
So hopefully they're not doing that, but it looks like there's not going to be, you may have a pretty simple choice. Once you decide on your size, you're only going to have three different models to choose from. So that could be.
So what, no cellular?
They may all be cellular. That's what I'm thinking.
Cellular and GPS?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they may that way.
If you can fit them all, if you can fit all the hardware in there, and then it's just up to the user to configure it and buy the service or not, then that makes it easier for manufacturing. But it does take up space, I'm sure.
Right. So what I'm guessing here, I mean, we're seeing a transition. I think we're getting to the point where every watch is going to have cellular capability, whether you, you know, turn it on or not. But, okay, so maybe we have a stainless steel, an aluminum, and a ceramic, maybe still?
What if they're all ceramic?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All ceramic. Then you'd be paying $1,200.
No, they dropped the price.
They dropped the price.
They dropped it in half. No, that's a rumor. We just started it. that's my wish list. That's not not a rumor. But yeah, because I was kind of eyeing the white ceramic ones. Kind of cool.
Pretty slick. Yeah,
it is. It's just
all white.
Too expensive.
Yeah, when I bought my 3, I had the ceramic in the outbox, and I said, no, I just can't do it, so I swapped it out.
You actually had it. You were were one click away from ceramic.
I was, and it was like 3 in the morning. Remember how I woke up early and did those crazy times?
That's a bad time to be ordering something, isn't it?
It is.
You're not quite thinking clearly. So anyway, we'll have to wait and see, but it looks like there's going to be just 6 models, so that's kind of nice.
And you notice, I know these are renditions that aren't really real.
Yeah.
But it looks like the bands aren't changing because some of the bands looked really small on the bigger faces and et cetera, right? So, and not small, but the connectors looked all the same.
Yes, because I think it is confirmed they're still going to be the same size, 38 millimeter and 42, which means need to change the band. They'd be crazy to do that at this point.
Is the bigger screen size confirmed, or is that just still?
Nothing is confirmed. But there's a lot of speculation and rumor swirling around that. That for me to think that it is definitely going to be that. And I doubt they'd offer like a small screen version and a large screen version, right? No, that's not going to work. I'm looking forward to that, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Like I said, three to 4 weeks, we'll know. What else happened this week? Slow week. This is interesting. This is from it's about the AirPower. Okay, the AirPower
is that charging. The mythical AirPower.
The mythical AirPower charging mat that, if you remember, was actually revealed last September. So we are coming up on exactly a year. And they mentioned that it would be released sometime in 2018. So technically, they have till December 31st to release this. But it's kind of unusual for Apple to announce a product and an entire year later, it still has not shipped. But now we're hearing some rumors about what it might cost. And initially, when it came out, I remember the rumors were, you know, $200, $250, something like that. Well, this is from a Chinese website, so take this with a grain of salt, whether it's true or not. But they're saying, they're speculating that the AirPower will be priced about 1,000 Chinese, 1,000 in Chinese yen, or yen, is it yen?
I believe so.
Yes, which is roughly $145 US. So they're saying round it out to $149.
It's roughly 6.4 or something, exchange rate or something like that.
Right, according to current exchange rates. And that sounds a little more believable for a device that will charge not one, not two, but three different things. You would expect a premium price, but you don't want to make it so high that no one's going to buy this. So I don't know what to make of this other than I'm hoping it's at that that's the highest it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, $99 would be wonderful, but
I thought they announced it at the Worldwide Developer Conference in June of last year, not September, but I may be wrong. So it's a really long wait. And two, mm-hmm. will the watch have the nightstand mode when it's just flat?
Yes, it already has. That was released in the latest update.
That's right. Yeah. So I never use it. So if I just set my watch down and mm-hmm. – wait a minute.
Yeah, on
so
a charger. I guess when it's, yeah.
That's right. When it's vertical, it has a nightstand mode. When it's horizontal, it has a nightstand mode. But what about flat?
Yes, it does. I use it every night that way. I have my charger does both my phone and my watch flat on the wireless charging, flat on the table. And I can set them both down, and I get nightstand mode in portrait. Okay. In portrait mode, yeah.
Portrait Got nightstand. It. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Portrait nightstand. yeah, that does work. But yeah, what do you think about this? I mean, $99 would be a much more appealing price point than $150.
Right. But I just hope they actually have stock. I mean, you know, these things come out like the AirPods, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. I was just going to say that.
A month
you
and a half
You wait 8 weeks.
Later.
You know, you get excited. You order it 8 weeks later. It shows up, and now you're well over a year waiting for it.
Now, I'll tell you one thing that may put a damper on this whole thing. Mm. This device has yet to be authorized by the FCC.
So, there you go.
If you want to sell this in the United States, they need that first. Mm-hmm. So that usually runs about a month before a device comes out, from what I've seen in the past. But who knows with Apple?
Man, can't I wonder they just what it's throw some of those billions at the FCC and just make it happen?
just bribe them?
yeah, why not?
Yeah. Hey, we're a $1 trillion company. You want to fast track that approval? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. You know, it's supposed to charge the watch, the phone, and the new. Supposedly set of AirPods, and it's charging a case that will charge just by setting it down. So that's another device that has yet to be released. And then some other rumor I saw was something about the new phones charging faster wirelessly, that the new iPhones may do that. So maybe that threw a monkey wrench in their hole trying to figure out how to charge this thing. Right. Maybe they.
I don't even know how they're doing it. I mean, this is like a miracle of nature.
It is. It's a proprietary Apple thing that they've created, but we have yet to see. So
I'm kind of bummed though. I have like a case on the back of my phone, mm-hmm. and like the little steel pad to use it on a magnet in the car.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I've got to get a new watch to do this charging thing, and then I got a new set of AirPods. So it's like just to get this charging base, I have to buy three new things.
You're going to have a great Christmas.
Well, that's Apple's evil plan for you, is to make sure you buy everything new. Well, you know, I have a case on my phone, but it does charge wirelessly. I don't have magnets on it or anything. But it's super thin. You know,
folks have those things in the back of their phones.
Everyone's got a case.
Well, just change your case.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, but then you got to change the stand it's in the car.
I think he just needs a new car.
When is Apple going to make one of those? A car stand, yeah.
A car charger?
A car charger.
Unfortunately, it comes with the car. attached to it, yeah.
Gotta buy the car.
Okay. Like that Apple multi-device discount for my car.
It's a very expensive charger. That's all I can say. Anyway, well, then they got to come out with a big air power so you can park your new electric car on it and it will charge.
Yeah.
See,
I want it to be used with my MacBook. If you put your MacBook on top of that, you know, and charge too.
Yeah, why don't they just sell like entire table,
your iPad,
table pads that are nothing but chargers?
That's it.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Charge everything.
Yeah.
You know, set it all down on your desk. Cause I was going to say the iPad, that's what I would really like to see charged.
Yeah.
I could do that with $1 trillion. You can figure that out.
That's a big pad, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I keep thinking of me traveling because I charge my phone, my watch, and an iPad at night. And sometimes I don't really take my Mac with me anymore, but I charge a PC, you know, the piece of crap PC I have to carry for work. And so, you know, I keep threatening to take pictures of the cords in my hotel room because it's kind of funny. This would just help me with one cord, right? Because it would take away one cord.
You would not believe what I'm sitting in front of right now. I'm in a hotel room.
You need to take a picture, Tom, and put it on Facebook.
I've got a big adapter box for my MacBook Pro because it has no ports. So this device gives me audio in and out. I've got that. It's power cord. It's connected to the Mac with a cord. I've got my a little amplifier, Focusrite, for my microphone, and its cables and power cords. I've got my my iPad Pro sitting here charging.
And so basically, Tom, if the Who came calling, you could do their concert.
Pretty much from this table, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, it's crazy how many cables and stuff. You know that bento box that I had reviewed?
Yeah, yeah.
I have two of them.
Oh,
full of adapters and cables just to keep it all straight.
Oh my gosh.
I would love something that simplifies all this, but
you don't have one of anything, do you?
Unfortunately, no. I have too many devices and too many things. What else was going on here? Real quick, I just want to mention some other competitor, I don't know, some small company called Samsung came out with some watch, some universe or galaxy watch, some sort of thing.
Oh my God, it's like a brick on your wrist.
Yeah, they came out with a new galaxy watch. Is it out yet or has it just been announced? Like, I'm not sure about that yet.
It's just been announced because I didn't think there was pricing or anything on it.
And I've been reading some of the articles about it, quick reviews. And this one I'm looking at is from Wired. It says Samsung Galaxy Watch hands-on, still let down by a lack of apps. So it seems to be pretty impressive in other areas and features, specifically charging.
Battery life.
They claim you can get up to 7 days off a charge, and that's on the bigger size watch, and up to 4 days on the smaller one. But that comes at
a... Is that whole thing just like a big battery?
It must be.
It is.
Yeah.
Would you see the picture? It is kind of bulky.
Mm-hmm. It's a big watch. And it now is finally waterproof. I guess you can go swimming with it, finally. Not diving, but swimming.
It's like an anchor.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot of parody features with the Apple Watch now.
Well, Tom, also I was reading that they put a big misnomer in there. Maybe it depends on the watch and how old it is. But they said, you know, 7 days versus 18 hours for the Apple Watch. And I can almost get 2 days on mine. I think we've all talked 18 hours is a thing of the past.
It depends on how you use your watch, really. I mean,
you have to work it. Well, you know, if you do conference calls on it, it's 2 hours, right?
Right. It depends on how you use it. If you go for a 4 mile run, your watch is going to die. You know, if you run something constantly like that during the day, you're not going to get that much time out of it. I mean, again, it's all usage, and these are – I don't know what they use to calculate battery time, but there's no standard for calculating that, I can tell you that.
Yeah, they just grab whatever they could from a low side just to compare and contrast.
Right. I mean, it sounds like it's getting a lot closer to the Apple Watch. The only problem I see with it is the size and weight. I mean, I'm looking at I got a comparison chart here. Okay, first of all, we don't know how much it costs, okay, so we can't compare that. The digital assistant, the Apple Watch uses Siri. This one uses Bixby, which I, again, don't know anything about. It does have a built-in GPS and a barometric altimeter, just like the Apple Watch. Water-resistant up to 50 meters, just like the Apple Watch. Music streaming is through Spotify, whereas with the Apple Watch, it's through Apple Music. Mm-hmm. It has a Corning Gorilla glass, whereas we have the Ion X glass for the aluminum and sapphire crystal for the stainless steel. Well,
wasn't that the first glass in the iPhone was Gorilla glass?
Yeah, but this is
the phones.
Gorilla Glass DX Plus, whatever that. That must be their latest version of Gorilla Glass.
The latest version,
Now, here's where it gets different, quite different. Obviously, Apple has its own proprietary processor, so we can't really compare those two. They both have Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 4.2, LTE, but the Samsung also has NFC Okay, so they snuck that in there. And here in storage, okay, here's the big difference. 1.5 gigabytes of RAM plus 4 gigabytes of internal memory, whereas the Apple Watch has 16 gigabytes.
Whoa.
Big difference there. Oh. And then, of course, we talked about the battery life and then the weight. Okay, they have the 46 millimeter, which is bigger than Apple's 42, obviously, mm-hmm. is 63 grams, whereas the 42 from Apple is only 34.9. Wow. It is much heavier.
Holy cow.
And the same with...
That's significant. That's twice as much.
Well, they're well, take that back. They do have a 42 millimeter, and it is 49 grams compared to our 34.9. So...
Okay.
And if you look at our 38 millimeter on the Apple Watch, it's 28.7 grams, so even lighter.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So there are some differences. They're a lot closer than they were, but I think we have to wait until this is in the wild and we get some real user reviews.
Then they just have to sell 10 times as much to catch up, probably.
That's the other thing I don't have on the comparison chart. But yes, Apple is definitely dominating in number of units sold.
You can't change the bands out on this, can you?
Yes, you can. I think they're like regular pin, like any other watch band.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think. Maybe. Yeah, I think it the old-fashioned way.
Right. Mm. I don't think it's anything like a quick,
Yeah.
Quick release type system that Apple has. So.
Okay.
Anyway, did I miss anything? That's pretty much it for the news, I think, this week.
Yeah, the Fitbit came out with a new one today that looked
decent,
but it's very, very, very basic, but you can switch bands. It actually looks kind of sleek. So if you're just into basic tracking steps and exercise, that's a decent little machine.
Oh, I'll have to check that out to see what kind of reviews come out this week.
Yeah, it's called the Charge 3, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see that. We'll check that out this week.
Hey, do you guys know if the Galaxy is the screen stays on the entire time?
I do not know.
I would guess not with a 7-day battery life.
Yeah, I think I think they're all in the mode of going dark on you. Yeah,
that'd be interesting. Cool.
Yeah, now that I think about it, the watch does have a dark mode. It's called off. all right, I think let's move on. You want to do some reviews?
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah. All right. Let's start with Chris. What do you got?
Well, Tom, I'm going to do a band.
Okay.
And I was kind of impressed with this band. It's from AliExpress. So obviously I got it from China. It's Leather Loop, which I don't have a Leather Loop. And the Leather Loop, which I'll describe in a minute, some of you listening, and I think you guys may have Leather Loops. I wasn't too sure about it. And I got it, and first of all, it was like $12.30, and now it's even on sale for $10.63. So it's even got it's a very cheap band, or inexpensive band.
Yeah.
But basically, Leather Loop, we're all aware of it. It's kind of got, it's leather, and then it's got kind of what they describe as a beautiful pebble texture. So it's kind of rough, and it's segmented. And at the very end is obviously a magnet, which, by the way, is very, very strong. I mean, I can slap it. You can probably hear it. It's nice. But the form factor is a little different. First of all, that it's still in two parts, but the short part of the band is maybe an inch and a half, and the long part of the band is probably 7 or 8 inches, maybe 6 or 7. I didn't really measure it, but. It's in one side's really short and one side's really long. And I guess they probably did that to make sure one size fits all or, I'm not really sure, but, I got white and it's a really nice white. They actually have, let me count the colors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 colors ranging from blue, black, red, or scarlet. A couple different colors, gray, and then the white. The connecting in and out of the watch is just as smooth as an Apple band. I found it. Mm-hmm. And the thickness is just as thick as an Apple band. The texture is just as thick as the Apple band. I was quite impressed. And when you take it off and set it down, it you can't tell a difference. I think sometimes in the silicon bands, you can just look at the difference and see it's a little thinner or the colors aren't as vibrant. But this is. So for $12, it's a great band, and I think I need more of them. And it comes in 38 millimeter and 42 millimeter. And I know you can put a link in the show notes because it's on AliExpress. And it's just called Leather Loop Band. Nothing special about it from that standpoint. And it also gives you measurements of you know the wrists, you know, the, what your wrist dimension should be for the size band you have. So it's pretty neat. And like I said, six colors, and it's called Leather Loop Band from Alibaba. And I have a white one, and I have my black stainless steel watch, and I have the color watch face with red.
Oh, nice.
And it really looks neat. It kind of, you know, I put all that together this afternoon because I've been wearing out the Nike bands because I really like those, and I've been having like the modular face or a couple other faces. This is the first time I've ever used a color face, and with the black watch, the red face, and the white band, it just pops really cool. So you can do a lot of neat things with the white band.
Neat.
That's it.
That's pretty cool. I remember when I'm not going to tell you how much I paid for my Leather Loop from Apple. I think everybody knows it was like $150. But I love it. It's a fantastic band.
Yeah, it's great.
Now
by the way, this has
go ahead
4.8 out of 5 stars with 120 reviews.
That's awesome. The only thing
that's pretty strong.
The only thing I ever heard about these, and they're probably a lot better now than they were when these first came out, these knockoff ones early on in the Apple Watch, these leather ones, the only complaint I heard was that the leather wore off, that you started to see the metal, that they would easily wear down. But like I said, they're probably a lot better now than they were initially.
I'll let you know because I'll probably be wearing this one. I'll probably buy another one. And one other little tidbit that we haven't done a tip show in a long time, but
yeah.
Did you know that on some of the watch faces you can put a monogram?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So
I'm a dialing ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just put my initials on here, so I look, you know, look, my watch really looks like I'm rich now because I got a monogram watch
with a leather loop.
Leather loop.
Pretty cool. I'm looking at the site right now. It says a 30% sale starts in 7 days.
Yeah. It's enticing, isn't it?
It is. It's only $12.30, and then you're going to get 30% off of that.
Yes.
That's like nothing. Is it free shipping? It is.
Yeah.
Holy cow. How are they doing this?
I don't know. They make them for like 99 cents, Tom. I don't know.
Or less. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. I have to check that out. Not that I'm not invested in bands or anything, so I could use another
one. No, you don't have any, dude.
I could use another one. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to review one right now. Yeah, instead of an app, I have another band to review, yet another one today. And when I saw this band, I immediately contacted the manufacturer, and I arranged to get a review unit of this band. Now, the company is called New Moon, N-O-O-M-O-O-N, okay? So, like, backwards and forwards the same. What is that? What is that called?
Palindrome?
Yes. That's exactly what it is, called New Moon. And the band is called Lab, L-A-B-B. Now, this is a Swiss company. It was founded in 1946. They've been creating watch bands and leather goods, and it's still run by the same family that started it. Okay, so this is a long time. Wow. Yeah, a long time company. Now, it's not often that these days that I can find a band that is unique. As most everything, as we know, has been done, right, in one way or another. But this band is kind of one of a kind in how it fastens, okay? So this band, it's Swiss-made, and it is made of fluoroelastomer. Flubber, right, is our term for it, which we all know from Apple's Sport Band. This is the same type of material, so it has all those same features. It's waterproof, odorless, it's soft, all those great things. However, unlike Apple's band, this one has no buckle, no pin, no loop. The best way to describe it is kind of like Velcro, but with plastic.
Oh, I was going to guess tape.
No. It's actually what you would call a self-gripping band. So one side has diamond-shaped holes, okay, in a pattern. And the other side has diamond-shaped ridges. So when you push one into the other, they form a solid band in that area. It's cool. Really interesting. It's very cool. And it's actually very addictive to fasten and unfasten. In fact, they actually market that as it's a fidget type device. And I can see why. You get kind of hooked on opening it up, closing it, opening, you know, it just feels fun to do. Now, it does take a few times to get the hang of it when you first put it on, because at least for me, with a pin style band, you kind of know what hole to pop the pin into for your fit. Mm-hmm. With this, it takes a while to get to know exactly where to attach it, because there's so many, you know, it's this pattern of holes. Now, they also make bands for non-Apple Watches that use a regular pin connector, and the bands come in various colors. You get a red, green, blue, black, gray, white. And one cool thing I saw on their website was people are buying two of these bands, and they're mixing the colors on the watch. So one half of your watch is red and the other might be white, you know? That's kind of a neat thing. Now, one thing happened to me that I do have to tell you, that a few days after I was wearing it, my watch suddenly fell off my wrist, okay? And I thought that the adapter had come off, or I put it on wrong, or maybe I accidentally, you know, unhooked the band. But no, one of the screws came out of the adapter. When I took the adapter off, I saw the little tiny screw and it fell on the ground and I never found it again. My dog may have licked it up or it rolled away, never to be seen again. Anyway, so I contacted them and they immediately sent out a new band. Now, I know that those loose screws on adapters, that is actually a fairly common thing. I've run across it before. And a quick tip for everyone listening, check your adapter screws every now and then. They can become loose over time. And the band that I reviewed a while back, they actually delayed shipping the band when they discovered this problem, right? So this does happen to a lot of band manufacturers. Anyway, it was a great way to test out their customer service, which was very excellent. Now, the bands are priced at $53. And I love this new option for a waterproof band. So now we have the sport band, we have the Nike sport band, and now this new self-gripping band. Those are the three types of fluoroelastomer bands that I can think of right now. So if you're looking for an alternative to the sports band, check it out at newmoon.us. And I will put a link in the show notes as well. But very, very unique style of band. I love when they come up with something new, because we don't see that very often. Yeah, it's fun. And the fidgeting thing.
It'll look great in your band keeper.
Yes, yes, the band keeper. I have to admit, I'm working on my third with some of these bands.
Thank you.
I actually have a couple more bands to still review. I've been kind of going band crazy here. But Chris, you said we had mentioned with the band keeper there was a discount, right, for Apple listeners?
Yes, and I forgot to mention we just had it for 2 weeks, which is up. But we had good response, so we're going to keep it for the rest of the month. So you have till end of August. And again, it's the band keeper code on Amazon is AAWCAST15. So AWCAST15.
Okay, perfect. So if anybody's looking to get one at a discount, it's out there for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Great. All right, Vincent, what do you got?
Well, I did not get the memo on buying a band.
Yeah. So you're doing an app, I take it.
So I am doing an app.
Okay.
And the one I'm looking into is called The Calculator, and that's just not calculator, but The Calculator.
The Calculator. Okay.
So yeah, you know, whenever you need to calculate the hyperbolic arc cosine of your trajectory, you can just whip out your watch now. The calculator literally allows you to do that. It's a scientific calculator. At first, it's a normal calculator on one of the screens, but if you swipe over. Mm-hmm. You get all the scientific functions that you would need on a tiny, tiny screen. This is actually the fourth calculator app that we've actually reviewed for the Apple Watchcast, if you're counting, by the way.
And it sounds like you are.
Yes, did your research.
Yeah. It's surprisingly easy to use, even though it's on a tiny screen. You know, if you grew up in the '80s like I did, I had a little tiny calculator watch, and this works better than that does. It doesn't have any complications or anything like that. It's styled like the orange and black and gray, like you have on your traditional iPhone calculator. And then you have all the stuff in there. What's cool is that you have all the buttons, and then you can, when you swipe to the next screen, the field in which you have your numbers, they stay there. So, you know, that makes it easier to use. Now, the phone app has all the different bells and whistles. And if you upgrade, you can, like, have a currency calculator, and you can have a fractions calculator as well. That comes along with the whole thing. So either, you know, you're a NASA engineer, or if you're a fourth grader trying to cheat on his math test, this is a really good app. The other features that this thing has is you can disable the auto lock. So, you know, if you're using the calculator, it doesn't, like, shut your screen down.
Oh, nice.
It has haptic feedback, which is kind of cool. So when you're tapping on it.
Oh, every key you tap, you get...
Every key you tap.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's nice.
You can do a bunch of palette styles and themes and stuff like that. So you get different color themes. I get you. There's one free one, the professional theme. That's darker blue and orange. Very cool. The other themes, you can watch an ad. It's an ad roll, and you can watch it and get the theme applied. And then you can apply, like, rounded corners, or you can have different types of button shapes and stuff like that as well. One other cool thing that it has is it has a history tape that the normal calculator doesn't have, right? Mm-hmm. So all of those little things put together make this app pretty cool. Now, first of all, the app is free. It is ad sponsored. I did not realize this until I actually read into it because of my VPN. And so I'm going to speak about which VPN I use for my phone.
All right.
I use Disconnect Privacy Pro. They have a free version. Mm-hmm. So you can download it for your phone. And essentially, it blocks all the ads and the malicious sites that you would that are known. So that's about over 2,500 sites and stuff like that. That's just a free version. It protects your browser. And then you can upgrade to the Pro. And sometimes they have sales where you can buy, like, a lifetime license for, like, $10. I think right now it's, like, $25. But you can even go premium and get a VPN, an actual VPN, and encrypt your traffic and all that stuff as well, and mask your IP address. So it goes through and it does all that. But so having this on my phone basically blocks all the ads that kind of pop up on regular occasions when you have to see the full screen kind of ads and you can't skip them. They're just not there, which is kind of cool. And if you're browsing in Safari or stuff like that, all the ads are kind of blocked out as well. So there you have it.
Now, there's no ads on the watch, right?
No ads on the watch.
Right. So if you
they haven't figured that out yet.
If you're strictly using this as a watch app, then you don't have to worry about that at all.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. Right.
Nice.
It's very cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, so if you're a calculator nerd, this is pretty cool because, man, if you subscribe to this thing, you can customize this to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is pretty neat. Okay.
Yeah.
The calculator. Very nice. All right.
The nice. Calculator.
Put a link in the show notes to that as always. So let's see, what else do we have to talk about here? I don't think we really have any listener feedback. We already talked about Brian. So anything else you guys want to mention before we wrap this one up? In fact, before we decide, or before we can't decide which bands to take on our next trip and we end up taking all of them with us, anything else? No?
No, by my calculations here, I think we got to go.
Okay. All right. And again, thank you, everybody, for all your emails and comments. We do love to get them and answer them here on the show. And especially thank you for the audio comments. So we haven't got one in a while. Be kind of nice to play that for you. We'd actually play your recording here on the air. But send them to comments@applewatchcast.com, and we'll try to address it here. So That's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, as always, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. It doesn't cost a whole lot to subscribe, and it does help us to continue to produce this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. Links to some of the stuff we talk about on each and every show can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and don't forget to post a review while you're there. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com, and we'll try to address it here on the show. Look for us, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest. Have a great week. As always, thanks for listening. Until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.